Blog Talk Radio.
From the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we welcome you to this portion of the Hour of Power broadcast. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Yes, you have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is now on the air. Let's begin today with the Word of God. The Bible tells us to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. Today, you're going to hear truth. You're going to hear the word of God. You're going to hear the word of God that will never change. At this time, we want you to get your sword out. Get the word of God out. And if you're driving or you are maybe at work, why don't you just listen to the woman of God as we begin to take a walk, take a stroll through Mark, the 7th chapter. We're going to talk today about a woman who stood the test of time. We're going to be coming from that first Mark, the 7th chapter, beginning at that 24th verse. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. And a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast the devil out of her daughter. Let's go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord God, we give you praise today. Lord, we honor you. We thank you, God, for the great and for the mighty things that you have done. Thank you for the word of God that would transcend our heart and our soul. Thank you, God, that we will not be conformed to this world, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind through the Spirit. God, we thank you this morning, God, that the word of God, your word, will cause us, Lord Jesus, to live and not die. Father, we thank you for those that are listening to this broadcast on today. Father, those that are around the world, those that are in New York, Chicago, God, those, God, that are in Hawaii, God, all of the people, the multitude of people that you have listening to this broadcast, Lord God, bless them. Father, cause healing, God, to be manifested even as we teach this word. God, that their faith will soar. Their faith will go to the next level. And Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, let's look at the Syrophoenician woman, faith. The word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is believing God even when you don't see what you desire to see at that time. When you're standing on the word of God, when you believe in God against all odds, when the doctor has said to you that there is no hope, you're going to believe God and you're going to stand on the word of God. Faith is believing God, having your trust, having your confidence in him. For the word of God said that he will never leave you, and he said that he will never forsake you. That's a great feeling. That's great to know. That's good to know that God will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. When we began to look at that 25th verse, It tells us about a certain woman. It didn't tell us her name, but it did tell us that she had a young daughter, and that young daughter had an unclean spirit. And this woman had heard of Jesus, and she came to Jesus, and she fell at his feet. In other words, she came humble before God. She came with reverence before him. She came because she was desperate. Her daughter had a demon. Her daughter had an unclean spirit. Her daughter had something that she couldn't deal with, that she couldn't cure, that she couldn't make go away. So she came to Jesus because that she needed this young daughter to be healed of that demonic spirit. And when she came, the word of God tells us that she fell at Jesus' feet. It did tell us that this woman was a Greek. She was a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast the devil out of her daughter. Have you ever seen a devil in a person? Have you ever seen a demon in a person that make them act any kind of way, that have that cursing demon, have that demon of hatred, have that demon of wanting to just rip the clothes off, have that demon that want to fight? Have you ever seen that a demonic spirit that make them want to cut themselves? Well, this woman that had this daughter that had this demonic spirit, and she didn't know what to do. I'm quite sure when the woman, when her little girl was a young child, she rocked this child, and she fed this child, and she gave this child the nourishment that this child needed. But there came a day when she seen that something was out of the ordinary. There was something wrong with her child. This child had experienced a demon in her body. This child was acting unseemly. This child was something that she couldn't just put them in a corner and tell them time out. But she didn't know how to deal with this child. Have you ever had a child? Have you knew somebody that you couldn't really deal with them? You didn't know what to do because of the fact that this child had this demonic spirit. Well, it could be a husband. It could be a wife. But in this case, it was her young daughter that had this demonic spirit. Spirit that she could not deal with. So therefore, she had heard. She heard of Jesus. That's why it's so important for us to tell somebody about Jesus. For the word of God said that Jesus came to seek and to save them that are lost. She came because she had heard of Jesus. She came that Jesus will cast out the demon. Cast out the devil out of her daughter. So it tells us in that 27th verse, but Jesus said unto her, she was already at kneel and fell at her at Jesus' knees. She had, at his feet. She had already fell at the feet of Jesus. But when Jesus said unto her, listen at the conversation that Jesus had with this lady. He said to her, let the children first be filled. But it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. This is what Jesus was saying to this woman. This is what Jesus was telling her as she came for Jesus to cast out the demon out of her daughter. She wasn't expecting Jesus to say what he said. Because Jesus was saying, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dog. First, you're going to feed the children in the natural, and then the dog will eat of the substance after the children have eaten. But then the word of God says, and she answered and said unto Jesus, unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dog under the table eat of the children's bread. Yes, I thought that was so profound. I thought it was a test of faith in respect to Jesus, what this woman was asking for. She wanted the daughter to be healed. But yet the woman, the word of God already said that she was a Syrophoenician. She was a Greek. And yet Jesus is saying to you and saying to her, it's not meet to give the children bread to the dog. The children have to first eat, be filled first. But the woman was saying to Jesus, her faith was so great. She was saying that even the doggies, they eat from the crumbs that fall from the table. The same ingredients, the same substance, the same thing that it takes in order to make a cake. If it took some vanilla, if it took some sugar, if it took some milk, if it takes some from the batter in order to make this this cake, well, the same substance that they were eating, that the children was eating, though the crumbs that they didn't eat, it was the same crumb, it was the same substance that fell on the floor, same that the substance that the dog was eating. Oh my God. Oh, it was a steak. That same steak. No matter how you it was marinated. Oh, it was put with all the ingredients inside of it. And it was cooked slow. And yet all that the children didn't eat, all that they didn't eat, all that wasn't eaten at the table, and the dogs got it, was able to eat it, they got some of the same thing. Because why? It had the same ingredients inside of it. It had the very same ingredients inside of it. And he said to her, for this same, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. Oh, she had faith to believe God, no matter how it looks like she may have been ridiculed. It looks like Jesus was kind of brushing her off. No, he was not brushing her off. But he was even there in our life. It is a test of our faith. How persistent are we going to be in getting our blessing? How persistent are we going to be in getting what we need from Jesus? My God, this woman, she knew how bad, she knew how needful it was for her daughter to be healed. Oh, she couldn't even think of leaving after meeting Jesus. She couldn't even think of leaving her daughter, of having her daughter be in the same state of mind. Still had that demon, that demonic spirit. Oh, I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to get upset because Jesus is telling me that the children first eat and be filled. I'm not going to get mad because it seems like maybe Jesus is calling me a dog. But no, she said that this woman said that even the dog, come on, the children bred and to cast it to the dog. Oh, my God. Even what the children don't eat, and is given to the dog. Yet, the dogs eat under the table and eat of the children's crumbs. Even those crumbs is significant. Those crumbs is significant because of the fact that it's some of the same meal that they didn't eat all of. That is some of the same thing that they didn't receive or get. Oh, but they may have been full, and yet everything that they left out, everything that fell to the floor, yet the dog was able to eat of it. So with that faith that the woman had, Jesus recognized that this woman had faith. And he said to her, he said, for this saying, go thy way, go your way. She said, he said to her, that the devil is gone out of your daughter. Somebody ought to shout right now. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and the daughter, her daughter, lay upon the bed. Her daughter was able to be in peace. See, Jesus would give us that peace that surpasses our understanding. When you don't have peace, when the different spirit will cause you not to be at rest, when things are infiltrating your mind and cause you not to be able to sleep or to rest or to be able to talk intelligent to other people, Jesus is the answer for what we need. So happened, this woman had this daughter that was in trouble. Have you ever had a child that's in trouble? Have you ever had a child that you were so concerned about because this child, you obviously, something was wrong with that child. Something was wrong with that child. That child may be a child that even tried to jump on you or tried to attack you. That child may even curse you out. That child may have not even was able to sleep at night and running to and fro through the house and tearing up things in the house. Well, we recognize that this child had a unclean spirit. It's not clean. It was unclean. It wasn't a spirit that you want to have or you welcome inside of you, but that spirit had to come out. Come on. So she came to the right source. She came to Jesus. See, a many times we'll go to the right source to be healed. You know, we go to the fortune teller. We go to the people online that and dial that 900 number in order to get our deliverance. But I want you to know today that there is deliverance in Jesus. Oh, there is a healing in Jesus. There is a healing for those that believe God, no matter what you may be going through, no matter what your child may be going through, there is a healer. There is a deliverer. Simply, all you need to do is to believe God, to come to that right source. Jesus is that source. Jesus is that generate the power to heal. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. He is a mind fixer. He is a heart regulator. He is a establisher of faith, and he is a establisher of power. He is the true, and he is the living God. I want you to know today that he has all power in his hand. Word of God said that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Do you know someone with a demon? Do you know somebody that's acting up? Do you know someone that has a demonic spirit on the inside that's flipping from one side of the house to the other, that's tearing up your house, that has a demonic spirit inside of it? What this woman did, she went to Jesus. She had faith to believe God. And one of the things it is, she didn't even take the child to Jesus. The child was home. The young girl was home. She wasn't even with the woman when the woman came to Jesus. But what she did, she went in faith. She went believing God, that God was going to do something for her daughter. Oh, daughter didn't have to be there, because she knew that Jesus had the power to heal. She knew that Jesus had the power to deliver this daughter from this demonic spirit. So she got what she wanted. She got what she asked for. Today you can have what you ask for. The word of God say, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and ye shall find. He said to knock and the doors shall be open. He said if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved, it says that it shall be moved. This woman received from God that day. When she went home, her daughter was not the same as she was when she left her at home. When she came back home, her daughter was lying on the bed. She wasn't tearing up the bed. She wasn't acting unseemly, but the word of God said, when she came to her house, she found the devil gone out of her daughter, laid upon the bed. Let's go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the miraculous. We thank you, God, for the great and for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word, how we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Have your way today. Thank you, Father, for being a healer and a deliverer. Thank you for bringing salvation to billions and billions of people. Thank you, God, for paying the price 2,000 years for our healing and for our deliverance. Thank you today for the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word, how we hid in our heart that we will not sin. Father, we thank you for all of the people that are in need of healing today. We send the word of healing to them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those that are not saved, you say that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised them from the dead. You said that they shall be saved. Father, I thank you right now for the salvation of billions of people. Thank you for their life that is in you today. And for this, we will bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in on Wednesday at this very same time as God again bless his people with the power of his word. May God bless and keep you. May his face continually to shine on you today and always.